KSL movie show dedicated to the kids at Primary Children's Hospital.
When I got to Primary Children's, I didn't feel like scared or anything because I knew that they'd take care of me.
For the price of just one movie ticket per month, you can become a smile maker. We'll tell you how to do it. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales on KSL News Radio.
Yes, it is that time of year, the time as we get ready for our Give-a-thon for Primary Children's Hospital. We're going to talk to some patients and families of patients from Primary Children's during the show today. We're also going to give away tickets to Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. Got to turn your mic on. There we go. See, at a fancy new location today on the movie show. It's called the KSL Studios in Salt Lake City.
We get this figured out.
So it is Friday. It is time for another KSL movie show, and we are excited today. We have got a guest today that is going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away. I'm just going to tease it right now. It's going to blow you away. But before we get to that, we got a lot of stuff today. We're actually going to interview the owner of a new movie theater down in American Fork.
Yeah.
We're going to do telephone torture, and I don't even know what the answer to telephone torture is today.
No, you do not.
And we've got the text question of the week at 57500. I mean, this is by far the most packed movie show since I started back in July.
Would you say we have a plethora?
I would say we have a plethora, as long as you know what a plethora is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get started then with the movie show preview, sponsored by Call Climate Services, I believe.
Yep.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
The Movie Show Special Feature.
All right, Steve, let's start it off. Let's go through our giant playbill today.
The Exorcist Believer.
Yeah, so I tried to make it to that yesterday, and then I realized I had parent-teacher conference.
Lies!
And I was unable to make it, unfortunately. So I did not see The Exorcist Believer, wow. But I'm interested to see what you thought of it and if you have recovered. I'm starting to understand why
your hair
seems a little
more whiter
gray each time. Now that you, yeah, and they've been putting out some doozies in the horror genre.
I actually fell asleep. It was that slow and boring. No, I didn't.
He fell asleep till the screaming woke him back up. All right.
Yeah, I get The Exorcist Believer. We have She Came to Me, maybe one of the most creative screenplays I've seen in a while.
I enjoyed it, but I've got what I think are hilarious thoughts about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if they're hilarious.
No, they are.
We have Break the Mold, the Zach Bates story, and
oh my gosh,
bring a box of tissues.
Yeah, you know, some movies, I was telling Amanda this morning on Utah's Morning News, some movies, you know, there's a scene where you're like, aw, and you kind of get a tear that sort of squeezes its way out of your eye, right? And if you're good, you can keep it on the other side of whoever you're sitting next to so they don't see it.
Yeah.
But this is one, it doesn't matter. Just give in.
Because, Snoopy tears, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Snoopy tears.
Oh, yeah. This is the, like,
everywhere.
This is the where you have to, like, compose yourself for a second.
Yeah. When then we have the Royal Hotel, which is, like, getting huge buzz. I mean, like, oh, wow, what a movie. I'm like, nope.
I didn't get to that one. So that'll be interesting to hear about it as well as your thoughts on it.
Oh, we have Loki Season 2. We have Totally Killer, a kind of a slasher.
I liked that one.
Okay, see, that's a scary movie.
I know, and we'll talk about that when we get to it because I have some thoughts on that.
We have Appendage, which is a Hulu movie. We have, and then the four-part series of Beckham, which was pretty riveting.
About David Beckham, the soccer player, football player, everywhere but here.
I didn't know he was OCD. That was pretty cool. Did you see his closet and everything
that he
owned was perfect?
Oh, yeah. And that's
crazy.
Even when he was a kid.
Yeah. We've got Monster High 2. We have Caine Mutiny Court Martial. Good
did
grief.
You get to, did you end up getting to watch that
no,
one?
No, they didn't send it to
me. Okay, well, I did. And, you know, if you're a fan of legal dramas, it's not bad. And it all takes place in one room. It had to be an inexpensive movie to make because they're literally in two rooms the entire movie. One of them for all of it except for the very, very end.
I think the Caine Mutiny was the same way. It was just pretty much, you know, during
You the don't ever ending. See what happens on the ship in the Caine Mutiny?
I don't think they had the budget for that.
Well, maybe that was the case
they
here.
They were paying Humphrey Bogart way too much money for that film.
So that's what's going in on streaming. But yes, again, a lot of things, and we've got guests, and we've got a whole bunch to cover on the movie show today. Our telephone torture prize, we were updated by Jeff the Whipple literally moments before the movie show began.
That's right.
There will be an extra prize today option if you can get the if you can get the answer on telephone torture.
Ooh, that's right.
Because you got to get the answer, you don't win the prizes. Hence the word torture. You might be the person who thought they knew it and was wrong. You might be the person after the winner, and therefore you feel tortured.
So even though you don't know the answer, you can't win.
I cannot win.
No.
Well, I'll have to live with myself.
Let's just say.
Oh, Gustavo's ready today. Yeah, now that we're in studio with him,
he's going to light us up.
We can actually see his facial expressions this time.
He's going to see a few he's probably not seen before.
Well, we've got all of that and a whole bunch more coming up on today's movie show. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the big movie Exorcist Believer. We will hopefully not scare you, but I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see.
If I had to be scared, you're going to be scared too.
Oh, that's good.
That's how that works.
That's good to know. Okay, but that's what we'll talk about in our next segment on the movie show.
And now, the big movie review. Andy and Steve have everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
All right, Steve, the big movie show or big movie release of the week is The Exorcist Believer.
Yes.
What do you think evil is? I'll tell you what I think it is. We're born in this world with hope and dreams and a desire to be happy.
It's happening to my daughter, too.
The devil has one wish.
Wherever those girls went, they brought something back with them.
To make us lose faith.
But I believe you can help get our daughters back.
To kill it in us. And the devil never gives up.
And the reason that that clip was so long was because Gustavo hit record, then he blindfolded himself and plugged his ears and stood in the other room until it looked like maybe the video was done and he came back in to check on it. So
really?
That's how hard Gustavo was trying to...
I prepared for something much worse than what I saw.
Really?
Yes. I saw the original Exorcist. And back then in 73, when it was a challenge, like my brothers went to see it and then they came home just, you know, white as a sheet and like, don't go. Don't do it.
Really?
I'm like, of course I have to do it. One's older, one's younger. I'm like, I got to show them.
And
I didn't sleep for 2 weeks. This is not that movie.
Okay.
Because here's what happened. Since 73, we've seen about 1,000 of these, movies.
Okay.
And they just have not, this does not take it anywhere newer than, anyway, let me back up. So this is Leslie Odom Jr., who is a great actor.
Right. He was Aaron Burr in Hamilton, if you've seen the Hamilton musical, the original.
Anne Dowd is in this film. So we have some pretty good actors, along with, Ellen Burstyn.
Ellen Burstyn, yeah.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
And she was in the original Exorcist, for people who haven't seen either of the Exorcists.
Yeah, she's the mom of Regan, whatever, the daughter's name, who, you know.
Was Linda Blair.
Linda Blair, yeah.
Okay.
So she comes back, and I'm thinking, all right, wow, this is cool. Here's the thing. The first hour of this movie is the two daughters, Leslie Odom's daughter and another neighbor's daughter, go into the woods after school, and they don't come out. 3 days later, they're found in a barn 30 miles away, and they have no shoes, and their feet are just all jacked up. And they're hiding in a barn because it's raining outside. They have no recollection of where they've been.
And how old's the girls?
They're like 16.
Okay, so a parent's worst nightmare, and then gets even worse by they don't even know what happened to them.
No, and then they get examined, and they're all weird, you know, just staring off into space, and they keep, like, even though they're in separate rooms, they keep staring at each other. So that tension was pretty cool. I mean, you realize, like, something happened to those girls. We know early on that there was a tragedy in one of the young girls' lives, and she's gone to the woods to sort of have a communication with mom, who's no longer with us.
Right.
And so that somehow gets ugly, but we don't know. And that's the interesting part of this movie. The part that isn't is when they start, they have this like United Nations of everyone who thinks they have a shot at, curing or getting this demon out of these girls. They all, you know, take their turns. There's like an African, like a voodoo lady. There's a pastor.
Well, her mom's Haitian, right?
Right.
Okay. So I did read a little bit about it.
Oh, you dabbled?
A little bit.
So there's that element. We have a priest. We have a Pentecostal minister, you know, and we have just a dad who just firmly believes. So everybody sort of has a shot to try to figure this out. And in the process, they're doing all the gyrations and whatnot. It's, oddly enough, it's not that scary because I've seen it all before. They didn't add anything really new. The idea that it's all about coming together and working as a group to try to solve this problem. It's not just a Catholic problem.
Is that why it's called Believer then?
I think
all
so.
All the people believe then that they can do this?
If they do, maybe good things will happen. If they don't, uh-oh.
Okay.
And Ellen Burstyn is not used very well here. I thought she comes in, makes a cool entrance and tries to help, but then she's fairly dispatched and kind of kicked to the back of the room for the remainder of the movie. And I thought,
disrespectful. So it was more of a gimmick than it was her making her key to the plot?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, you have somebody like her that's just a great actress for all these years. But this is only the first of three. The guys that put this all together, they bought three for $400 million just to have the rights to do these.
But they got to make three movies.
They got to make three.
Now, how does this relate to the other five Exorcist movies that came out after the original?
Ignored.
So it's as if they never happened?
Well,
they're just not relevant to this?
Literally never mentioned or anything to do with any of them other than that first one.
Okay, so it's a direct sequel to the original.
Well, I don't know if that's fair to say, but they just don't pay any attention to anything else that's happened before.
Okay.
Except for the first one.
So do you... this is a silly question, I guess. Maybe I won't even ask it. But if... okay, I will. Do you need to see The Exorcist before you see The Exorcist Believer?
No.
Should you?
No.
Oh, because then you'll be more scared by watching this.
Well, the
one?
Difference here is that the original director, William Friedkin, he knew how to pace a movie. And this one just sort of becomes just like, okay, everybody, you try something. And there's no pauses. There's no those silent moments where you're looking at Regan going, oh, my gosh, what is she going to do? And there's two girls now, and how's that going to play out? There's a couple of surprise moments in that, but it's really, I looked up Rotten Tomatoes this morning, 22% positive.
And would you put yours as positive or negative? What's your grade?
Well, it's above 22%. I would say I'm about...
Steve Sales, The Exorcist is above 22% good.
Well, that's exactly where it's better than that, but it's not anything close to The Exorcist. So those of you like me who was terrified to go sit and watch this movie,
maybe that's good. You go in with your fear shields up, it won't get you too much.
Well, that's
But if
true.
You want the scare, go in with no expectation.
I think you're going to be disappointed because you've seen this movie 100 times.
Okay, that is The Exorcist Believer, rated R. It is our big movie of the week, sponsored by Paris RV. When we come back, we are going to review Break the Mold, the exact opposite movie of The Exorcist
Believer.
It
couldn't be more different.
And we will talk about our text question of the day. What scary movie made you sleep with the lights on? Text your answer to 57500 here on The Movie Show.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
The end is inevitable. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
The week's big movie review. Movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
Right now, we are being so unoffensive, we might as well be a Hallmark Christmas movie. You know what I'm saying?
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Steve, people have feelings about scary movies.
Yeah, and I should say that because I've seen all of them, doesn't mean that it's not scary on some level. It is.
Yeah, because people shouldn't be like, you know what, let's gather the family together and go see The Exorcist Believer because Steve said it wasn't that scary.
Yeah, it's probably a musical with with the Von Trapp family.
We've got to get that devil out.
Get out.
No. Emotional damage.
Yeah.
Emotional damage is right.
So it's still scary.
So Steve wants to make sure you understand, don't go in thinking it's not scary at all.
Yeah, you come out, with your hair lily white. It's not my fault.
But that's our big question of the week, our text question of the week. Text us at 57500. What movie makes you sleep with the lights on at night? Oh, boy, people have opinions.
And boy, do I have a list.
And they should. I mean, this is what movies are about, is to have that experience that either thrills you, and for some people the thrill is the scare, for some people the thrill is heroic, but... What's yours, first of all?
Well, The Ring is the first one. The Samara
really?
Coming out of the TV. I mean, The Exorcist is probably the ultimate one. But as far as one that I've seen in the last 20 years, The Ring, that was frightening. And Phantasm, that was when I was younger. It Follows. Holy, that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen most of these.
Torment.
I'm glad. But, Steve, the texts are pouring in so quick. They've already filled up the one whole page. I'm going to have to like load more just to get all the people who've texted in just the last few minutes. Here's a couple. All right. This is one that I have, but I've never watched, Skeleton Key. That's one I wouldn't have expected to hear. But
yeah, yeah.
Now I'm thinking maybe I should accidentally give the disc to the DI. The First Alien. There's been two votes for that one. The original with Ridley Scott directing. Poltergeist as a kid scared the heck out of me.
Yep.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. The scream at the end.
When I was 8 years old, it was Brides of Dracula. The hand coming out of the ground in the cemetery did me in. Let's see. The Blob.
Ooh, The Blob.
The original Blob? Like the one in the 50s with the big purple goop that was coming out of like the movie theater and stuff?
It was black and white. You wouldn't even know it.
I think it was color.
The original Blob, no.
Secret Window. That movie creeped my wife and I out. I don't know Secret Window. Let's see. The Bone Collector scared me to death.
Are we talking about Rear Window? Not Rear Window.
No, there's probably one called Secret Window.
Yeah, no, I think it is with Johnny Depp.
Jerry from Salt Lake City. I had to get rid of the DVD and never watch it again. The Paranormal Activity sequels.
Yeah, those can freak you out.
So what movie made you sleep with the lights on? I'll tell you what. The scariest movie for me was...
Sound of Music.
So there's a couple. The scariest one I think I ever watched at home was I accidentally caught the end of Carrie on television.
They stole that hand thing from that other movie. Yeah.
That's what made me remember that, is I had blocked it out, was I started watching essentially at the prom scene at the end. So yeah. I saw that. I saw what she does to her mom when she gets home. Yeah. And then I saw, Sissy Spacek show up at the house? Or was Sissy Spacek Carrie or is she the friend?
No, she's Carrie.
Okay, well, who was the friend?
I don't know.
It was somebody else that was famous.
All I know is it was John Travolta that poured the blood.
Oh, don't know. So that one scared me. I'll tell you more about the other ones later. But, Steve, I don't want to make – now that we've talked about all these scary movies.
Yeah, we got to bring him back.
We do have to bring you back to what was maybe the best – feeling movie that I have seen in a long time, and it's called Break the Mold, the Zach Bates Story.
I love to run. I started running in middle school. In high school, I ran for 3 years. My best mile was a 5:09.
When we first got the diagnosis of autism, my approach was, how am I going to fix this?
I guess I was kind of sad. You know, when you hear the diagnosis of autism, all kinds of things go through your mind.
Okay, so this is a true story. This is a documentary.
Yeah.
It's not very long. It's only about an hour.
Yeah.
And it will inspire you. It'll make you cry tears of joy. And it might be the most positive things you've watched in a while. I know that was all those three things were true for me. It's about a kid named Zach Bates, who's a high school graduate from Arizona, and he has autism. When he graduates high school, he tells his parents he wants to run a 100-mile race. So this documentary follows Zach as he trains for and then runs the race. And in the process, you get to know Zach, you get to know his family, you get to know the people who've been influences in his life, all the while you're watching him train for and run a 100-mile race.
Yeah. The mom is a superhero.
Oh, for sure.
No question. The dad, he's just a hero. Mom, Raina, she was unbelievable.
And Zach is, you know, by all accounts, a smart kid. He's a twin.
Yeah.
And from what I understood, his twin brother didn't have autism. At least that's,
no.
I didn't get that impression from it.
Right.
But here's the other thing. He did run cross country. Running was his outlet. You come to find out over the course of the movie that running was his outlet, and when he'd get upset, sometimes he'd just run. She's like, he ran the block for 3 hours. He ran around the block for three straight hours, so they're like, Zach, you got to come in now.
And he wouldn't until he actually felt better.
Until he worked it out of him. So, but running a 100-mile race, okay, so it's, I don't know if that's specifically an ultramarathon or if an ultramarathon's longer than that, but it's certainly essentially almost 4.5 times marathon that you run all at once. You run, the way this one was set up down in Arizona is you'd run a 20-mile loop 5 times.
Right.
And it takes, you know, 12, 15.
So you do get it. You can come in, change your socks.
Yes.
Eat something.
Because you're still going for an overall time, so it's like a pit stop. You are allowed to make pit stops.
Yeah.
But your pit stop is in the central location that you do when you finish the loop. And so for 20 miles, which is, you know, just 6 miles shy of an actual marathon, he's on his own running. Now, the last two laps, there's a pacer that stays with him because I assume just so that it helps him keep going.
Well, one, it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and the other is so that in case something happens to the runner, there's somebody else there with them.
Right.
And this is where some of the emotional parts come in, especially during the last two laps. When you're watching mom and dad, they don't know. I mean, if he doesn't check in with them, they don't know what he's doing. And he gets out into areas where there's no cell service.
Yeah.
And it just, look, he finishes the race. I'll tell you that. But it doesn't matter if you know that watching this movie, because that's when you will weep.
Well, when he went back out at 80 miles, I thought, this kid can't even walk.
Shaking.
He can barely walk, and he still has 20 miles through hills.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is not like some flatlander thing. Unbelievable. What nailed me was the look on his face when he was able to accomplish something that was so magnificent. I actually wrote Travis back, and I said, dude, you didn't tell me I was going to be crying like a little dude.
Yeah, and you texted me when you watched it before I did and said, oh, wow, the tears were an unexpected bonus. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I remember getting a little teary-eyed when Jason Kelce hugged his mom and Kelce when he lost the Super Bowl. I remember getting a little teared up when these things happened. But I was not prepared for the amount of tears that came out when he hugs his parents at the end of that race. And it was just, it is something, look, it's an hour long, and if you...
But you know what? You're not going to feel cheated.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you, and I've, this is one of my favorite things that I ever heard Doug Wright say on the movie show. If you complain that Hollywood doesn't put out enough good stuff, enough uplifting stuff, then you got to go see the uplifting movies when they come out.
Yes. This has a one-week run.
Yes.
And it's only in a couple of theaters. So look for it. Find it. It's called Break the Mold.
Break the Mold, Zach Bates story.
See this movie.
It is worth it. Take the whole family. This is something you're going to have on rotation.
So when I talked to Travis in Arizona, the producer, he said, I didn't know how to get a hold of anybody. Thank you. But please let people know that this movie is out there. And so here we are. And this is one of those gems that come along very rarely. And you've got to see it.
And we both give our highest recommendation.
Yeah.
The Movie Show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, it's the movie show, and Steve, we've talked about scary movies. We've got people who continue to pour the text in on what is the movie that makes you unable to sleep at night. Signs, here's an M. Night Shyamalan film.
That's a good one. Swing Away.
I was 9 years old when that movie came out, says the texter. I was 10 when I stayed up alone and watched The Hound of the Baskervilles. Did not sleep all night. It's interesting. A lot of these are traumatic things that happen when you're young.
Yeah, who's showing these movies to these kids?
My parents. Made us go. He wanted to show us a double feature at the old Valley Fair Mall dollar theaters back in the 80s. And the double feature was No Retreat, No Surrender, one of the worst martial arts movies of all time. And then the second half of it was called Invaders from Mars. It was a remake from about 1987. And I got through maybe two-thirds to three-quarters of it, but there's a scene where all the adults are weird. Every time they go visit where he thought he saw the alien come and land, and every adult goes to check it out, and they come back weird and zombie-like, and they are weird. And he goes in to tell his teacher, and of course the lights are turned on. He goes into the teacher's office, and she turns around. She's got like a live frog in their mouth, like they'd been dissecting, and she's like swallowing it down. And I got up, and I said, Dad, I can't watch any more of this. And I went and sat in the car in 100-degree heat in the parking lot rather than finish that movie.
This is why you're a horror wuss.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I get it now.
I'm telling you, it was enough. I was like, nope, I'm not going to watch any more of that. So keep them coming. 57500. Here's a Blair Witch Project. Not surprised to see that one on there.
See, now that one I saw at Sundance the first time it was ever shown. We had no idea what that whole found footage nonsense was. That terrified me. I thought, what in the heck did I just watch?
Yeah. And that, everybody's got something like that. Hellraiser and the previews before The Last Voyage of the Demeter bothered me beyond all reason. Okay, well, good to know. Okay, so
I don't know why we laugh at that, but...
We laugh because it helps us not to be scared about it.
I guess so.
We're all scared of something. All right, so let's do some movie news really quick.
Not just any news.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Movie news.
Action!
On the KSL Movie Show.
Okay, Steve.
I Well, you got something?
Well, I was just going to say, we've been talking about, we're going to give away tickets to Taylor Swift during the movie show today. Yeah. People have a chance to win tickets to the movie, the concert movie from Taylor Swift during Telephone Torture. But here's why this might be an important thing to win tickets to, because pre-sales for her movie, or for her concert movie, now have topped $100 million.
I actually thought it'd
pre-sales.
Be more.
Pre-sales.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was my quick movie news bit for there. I got others, but let me hear what else you got.
Well, I just have one other story. I knew we wouldn't have a lot of time today, but Vince Gilligan, the guy that brought us Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, is working on a new sci-fi project. He's with Rhea Seehorn, who was Kim Wexler in the Better Call Saul. He promises there'll be no crime, no methamphetamines, which...
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Doesn't sound like him at all. Apple TV has already ordered 2 seasons to start with, and now that the writer's strike is over, they're finishing writing the second to the last, and they're going to work on the last episode, and then they're going to start filming in, guess where, Albuquerque. I don't know why he loves Albuquerque so much, but that's where they're going to be filming. And he goes, I don't know if anyone's going to like this, because they're going to be, all right, we need Walter White, you know, that kind of nonsense.
Well, we get very particular about the things that we love, and we want it a certain way.
Especially when you're the guy that does it so well, and then you're like, you're going to make a sci-fi movie? Come on, man.
All right, so one other concert-related thing. Now Beyonce is dropping a concert movie on December 1st. Ticket sales for that have not been quite as extensive as Taylor's, but I'm sure that it'll do well.
Well, Queen Bee, you know, you can't mess with Queen Bee.
Exactly. And so that is coming December 1st. I picked this movie news bit just for you, Steve. You're a 49ers fan.
I have been told.
Their current quarterback, Brock Purdy, the last player drafted in the NFL draft last year.
Will be the next president of the United States.
He's undefeated in any game he's finished that he started as a 49er, he's never lost.
So what's your... Yeah.
The Mr. Irrelevant label is getting movie treatment from Skydance.
No way.
It is. So there will be a movie. I don't know if it's specifically about Purdy himself or if it's going to be just about the idea that Mr. Irrelevant is the last person drafted in the NFL draft every year. But yeah, and I'm sure it is inspired by Brock Purdy. So I wanted just to give you a chance.
I'm more worried about that. Sunday night against the Cowboys. So there's
okay. That. All right. So that is movie news.
The Movie Show.
It's a fake laugh.
It's real. On KSL News Radio.
It's The Movie Show. And Steve, when I was checking in at FanX last week or two ago.
While I was at the dog movie?
While you were at the dog movie. I actually overheard a Balrog talking about opening a new movie theater. And I was like,
sorry, what
well,
is that a bad word?
A Balrog, if you do not remember from Lord of the Rings, was the thing that Gandalf pulled him down into the pit in the first Lord of the Rings movie.
How long ago was Lord of the Rings?
Dude, it doesn't matter how long ago it was.
5,000 movies ago for me.
So I introduced myself, and that's when I met Devorah. Is it Governale?
Governale.
Governale. Of yes. course, Italian. Okay.
Governale. Yes, Governale.
Well,
yes.
She happens to work as the costume shop manager at Hale Center Theater in Orem. So needless to say, her cosplay was on fire. But I was curious to know about a movie theater. So I asked, and then I learned that she's also working with her husband, Joseph, to realize their dream of opening their own movie theater. And it just so happens to be located right on Main Street in American Fork. If you live in Utah County, you may be familiar with the, was it Town Cinemas?
It was Town Cinemas,
but
yeah, for a long time.
A lot
time.
Of people yeah, right called it the Street. Sticky Shoes mm-hmm. Theater.
Yes, yep. That's a popular shoe. Nickname. Heard that one more than anything.
Come in with a pair of shoes, leave with bare feet.
Yes, please. Yep. And then that's we'll donate your shoes afterwards, after we clean.
And that's located at 120 West Main Street in American Fork. Well, as of this week, it is now known as Maven Cinemas, mm-hmm. and it's hoping to become the place for families to go to make new memories seeing nostalgic films. So joining us now, as you've already heard a little bit, to give us more details about Maven Cinemas is Joseph and Devorah. Welcome to The Movie Show.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here.
What a better place to talk about a movie theater than on yeah. The Movie Show.
I agree.
So how did this idea come about?
Well, Joe and I have been doing both live and movie theater work for about 20 years. Like you said, I'm working with the costume, and Joe also was focused on lighting. But he is just super, he's a super whiz at all things running a movie theater. He worked primarily as a projectionist. And so he was there for that chapter in film history where the digital film was coming in, the digital projector was ushering in, and the 35 millimeter film was going away. And during that time, he developed this dream to have just a little tiny movie theater and be able to run it. And like you said, run these nostalgic films. And this spring, we were just so amazed to find this little theater. Like you said, it was the Town Cinemas, 120 West Main Street, known as the Sticky Shoe, and it was for sale. And we weren't in the place to purchase it, but we decided we'd reach out to the owners anyways and just see if we could strike up an agreement. And we did. And so we are there, and we've been open for about a week, and we're just so thrilled to be showing really great films to our community.
Is this mainly like family films, or do you have a variety? Or?
It's the full gambit. It's everything. I mean, there's over 100 years of cinema history out there, and there's fans of just about everything that's been created. And so we want to make sure there's something for everyone.
Yeah, we're a little non-traditional in the fact that we're not showing first-run movies, so we're not like most movie theaters out there. But basically, any movie 6 months old or older, we'll put it up on the big screen again and bring it back for fans to enjoy their favorites back up on the big screen.
Well, it's interesting because I've noticed, I mean, I used to love the dollar movie theater. I mean, the what they called second run was the official thing.
Yeah.
And those don't exist anymore. Like, there might be one in Utah, but I couldn't tell you where it is anymore.
Yeah.
And so a place that once it's finished its run, then where could you still see it on the big screen? I feel like there's a gap there that this could very well fill. That's good. I'm excited to hear about this. What do you think makes you guys unique then, Maven Cinemas? Where'd the name come from?
So Maven, we really like the word. One, it has a Hebrew heritage, which is important for Devorah, but it also means a connoisseur or an expert in something. And we kind of feel like we are film connoisseurs, and we feel like the patrons that would visit this establishment are also kind of those film connoisseurs that have kind of a special connection to either movies in general or specific films, which we want to bring back for them to enjoy again.
Yeah.
So how do you hope to compete with the "I'll just watch it at home" attitude that many people have nowadays, especially young kids?
Yeah. Well, and I love watching movies at home. I love being snuggled in my pajamas and a snuggly blanket and a bowl of popcorn and watching movies with Joe on our sofa. It's great, and that's never going to go away. But I think, we've found that the true litmus test of the movie theater going experience really happened during the pandemic. You know, Joe's been watching this industry for a good couple of decades. And when the pandemic hit, we said, well, let's see what happens to movie theaters. And when the shutdown was mostly completed and we were starting to have those options be open to us again, it was actually an industry that thrived better after the pandemic than it was doing beforehand. And so I know for me, as much as I love watching a movie on my sofa, I also love whether it's I'm putting on a pair of stilettos and a baby doll dress to go watch the new Barbie movie, or I'm wearing my jammies and a blanket to go sit through a long Marvel marathon. I also super love going to the theater and having that experience. There's nothing like that fresh pop popcorn and the soda straight from the fountain and being able to just connect with others, having a shared experience while you're sitting in a theater.
That communal experience is everything.
Yeah.
Especially a comedy.
Yeah, especially.
Or a horror movie.
Or action. I mean, Joe and I remember watching, I want to say it was episode 3 of Star Wars, and just the way the theater exploded when Yoda pulled out his lightsaber. Because we grew up with Yoda as that frail little guy.
It was Attack of the Clones.
And going to Endgame with Avengers, and everyone screaming when Cap yells, Avengers Assemble. There's just nothing like that experience.
Yeah, so we really want to capitalize on kind of the event nature. So in addition to just bringing back old movies, we'll also do events. We'll do sing-alongs, hosted sing-alongs. We'll do movie marathons where you could come and watch a whole series, the Lord of the Rings or Back to the Future, all in one sitting. We even want to do, riff nights and have some local improv comedians come in and make fun of a bad movie kind of there in front of you.
So riff tracks, yeah. Mystery Science Theater.
Mystery Science Theater, that's exactly the premise.
Oh, that could be really funny, yeah.
So make sure that we add even more to that interactive experience that you can have in a movie theater experience. Costume contest, there's a couple great films that are awesome for doing like a masquerade ball for New Year's Eve. That's the thing. You've got 100 years of cinema, and there's just so many options out there. I think the problem for us right now actually is that we have so many ideas and there's only so much time. So we'll have to just keep rolling things out as we go. But yeah, there's just so much you can do. And we, again, want to be very good listeners and make sure we give the community what they want.
So how does the community give that feedback to you? How do they give you their suggestions?
It is primarily social media. So if people follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, that's going to be your fastest way to get our show titles and to be able to give us feedback of what you want. And then also our website, mavencinemas.com, is another great.
In our lobby, too, we have a chalkboard, an interactive chalkboard, so you can leave your suggestions on the board for everyone to say what they want to see, or, you know, circle or highlight other people's comments and thoughts.
But, hated it.
Which we want to hear that too. Maybe those will be the perfect ones for the riff alongs. And that one's actually, the board is already full. We probably should erase that today so we can make more room for more people here pretty soon. We also want to listen when something does well. Like you said, kind of, we did Twilight as a marathon this last weekend, but we had very short notice from the film companies. So we got a lot of feedback from people that they wanted to come and weren't able. So I'm sure we'll do a lot
about it soon enough.
Because there just wasn't enough time. So I'm sure we'll do a lot of back by popular demand titles.
So what are you showing this weekend?
It's Zombie Day this weekend.
So Saturday is World Zombie Day.
Yeah.
So we are showing a lot of zombie films this week. All the way from the family film Paranorman to Night of the Living Dead. And
One of the
which has already showed up on our text list of the movie that keeps them awake at night. So that's good. That's
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Zombieland, Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
So you can have the Romeo and Juliet version, Pride and Prejudice and zombies. You know, we've learned that people love Pride and Prejudice. They love They're Jane Austen here, so let's give it to them in zombie form.
Yeah, yeah.
We loved it when it came out, I think 10, 11 years ago, so let's do it again. And we'll have a week that has a lot of witch and mummy films. We'll have a week that has this Frankenstein Friday. We'll have a lot of Frankenstein. We're hoping we can partner and do a blood drive and bring some more vampires back. I know we just had a lot of vampires this last week with Twilight, but we'll try to do the original Dracula from 1931. So,
And Bride of Frankenstein.
Yep, we'll have, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein out there. So as long as the film companies give us the rights and people want to see it, we'll put it up on the screen.
And your pricing's is comparable?
Yep. I feel like we're right in the middle of our two theaters that's on either side of us.
And then every Monday we're doing a sticky shoe special. Mm-hmm. So that's our discount day. So it'll be $5 for adults, $2 for kids all day long.
Oh, awesome.
The rest of the week, kids are $5 pretty much the whole time. And then adults are $7 during the matinees and $9 during the evenings. And that with that pricing, we're able to hopefully keep our doors open for a very long time.
All right. So to get more information, follow them, Maven Cinemas, M-A-V-E-N, Cinemas at Instagram, TikTok, and
Facebook.
We actually had a texter say, what's that American Fork Theater Instagram called? So, or you can go to mavencinemas.com also, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, Joseph and Devorah Governale, thank you so much for joining us on the movie show. Good luck with Maven Cinemas.
Yeah, I want to come down.
It sounds kind of fun.
Come see us.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we'll take a break here on the movie show, and when we get back, we've got to talk about big streaming.
It's the KSL Giveathon. Be a smile maker for the kids at Primary Children's Hospital.
Well, that sounder means that we're just about a week and a half away from our KSL Giveathon, which was what we do annually to benefit the kids and families at Primary Children's Hospital, one of the best hospitals in the region and one of the best in the entire country at helping kids. We did a tour of it the other day. Several of us from KSL, and you know, I've been there. I have six kids. In fact, one of the nurses, have you ever been to Primary Children's? I said, I have six kids. She's like, oh, so you've been here.
Frequent flyer.
Why, yes. Yes, I have been here. But the innovations and the things that go on, that their motto is the child first and always. And you can tell from the moment you walk in the door that that is the case. But they rely on help from those of us in the community. And maybe we've got some new movie show listeners who haven't participated in it before. But what we have are called Smile Makers. And what we want you to do is go to kslkids.com. And it's a chance for you to help the children, because everything that's donated does not go to doctors, does not go to overhead, it goes to the kids. And all the innovations that they have come from the donations that people like you and I make. And everyone knows someone who's needed the help that Primary Children's provides. And we actually have a chance right now, Steve, to be joined on the movie show by Brittany Mawala. And Brittany, we're glad to have you on the movie show. We want to talk to you because we want to talk about your little daughter, Revy. Now, here's what I know about Revy. She's a little one-year-old with a giant attitude. And Mom, maybe you can confirm this. feisty, spirited, and loves to have fun. Is she all of those things?
Yes, you hit Revy right on the head with that. That is her.
And she loves it if you let her touch your face.
Yes, it's one of the most beautiful things about Revy is the way she sees, so she's blind, is by exploring your face. And that's what she immediately goes for.
So tell us a little bit about why did Revy have to go to, beyond maybe the blindness I'm assuming has to do with it, but why did Revy have to go to Primary Children's Hospital? Why did your family have to go there?
Yeah, so we are actually originally from here in Utah, but we moved to Idaho and I opened a business out there and we had Revy, and it's crazy. The first day that I had Rev, I knew. I was like, something's different. And I had like advocated that to the doctors out there and everyone was like, no, nothing's wrong. But as a mother, you know, I have this little baby. She was 4 pounds. I got to take her home immediately from the hospital and I was just a wreck. Like my life was, you know, up in arms and this little baby was not okay. And for months and months out in Idaho, I was like, I need help. And there was nothing that anyone, you know, found. And finally, one day I took her to the ER and they whisked her off to Primary Children's. And that's when like Revy's life truly started. That's when that feisty, fiery little girl got to really be her and come alive. And what they had found is that she had two rare genetic disorders. They're so rare that there's not much out there medically. So Rev is kind of just like, you know, leading her own pack, but she's also blind. And that was one of the best gifts that Primary Children's gave me, was letting, like helping me understand how to connect with my daughter. Cause I knew something was different. I just didn't know what. And so Primary Children's completely changed Revy's life. They changed my life. And they really let her be this feisty, wild child that we love.
Yeah, parents often complain about their child being feisty and wild. But boy, if you don't have that, it's a whole different feeling when they are.
Yes. And that's like with any of our kids, right? You know, medically complex or not, we just want them to be happy. And the Revy before Primary Children's was not. The mom, me, before Primary Children's was not, because we just didn't know, you know? And so, yeah, it's the best thing. I try not to complain, right, with Rev when she is being feisty. I'm like, oh yeah, we wanted this. And it's a beautiful thing to be reminded of.
Brittany, I saw that you had said one time that you're not just another patient at Primary Children's Hospital, you're family. It really feels like family from the way you've described it.
Yes. And so we actually moved back here because we were constantly at Primary Children's. And every time we go back, which is an unfortunate, you know, that we have to be back there. But we just walk down the halls and nurses that we've had from previous stays or from the initial stay, they know Revy. They remember Revy. And I am always like taken back every single time we walk in and they're like, oh my gosh, Revy. Oh, she's, you know, she's getting so big. She's doing so well. And it's just like this reminder that, you know, it's hard to be there sometimes, but when you're there, you're really like, they remember you. They know you, they take care of you. And it just makes you feel so much better.
Brittany, thank you so much for joining us and telling us yours and Revy's story. And we appreciate having you on the movie show, and best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. Now, you can become a smile maker and help out people like Brittany and the Moala family and little Revy by becoming a smile maker sponsored by J&J Garden Centers. If you feel like, hey, you know what? Oh, I would love to help. I wish I could give more than, you know, $15 or $20. Well, guess what? There's a great thing you can do called a smile maker. And if you go to kslkids.com, you can sign up to do that, where you give a donation that comes out once a month. You could say, I have $25 right now. I wish I could do more. Well, what if you did $15 a month for a year? That's almost $200. And it's less than the cost of going to see a movie.
And the smile maker is for you.
Oh, yes.
Because when I look at my statement and I go, oh, what's that, you know, what's that money for? Oh, yeah. It's actually going to a real cause instead of the nonsense that I usually buy.
So go to kslkids.com and become a smile maker today.
Planning a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Andy and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
And the Movie Show Streaming Reviews, sponsored by the Joshua Stern Team. Visit sternteam.com to learn your home's real value in 30 seconds. Click sell, then home evaluation. Steve, the big thing on streaming this week is Loki on Disney Plus. This is a kind of, I mean, it's not controversial, but it's not as looked forward to excitedly as I thought people were going to be about it. I mean, it's still Loki from phase one, or the, you know, the first wave leading up to Endgame. So there's callbacks to that. You've got Owen Wilson. You've got, I can't remember who plays Ravonna now. It's just completely slipped my mind all off the top of the head. Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Oh.
And you've got I kill his name every time.
Ki-Hui Kwan,
who now joins after his Oscar win for Best Supporting Actor. He plays a guy who repairs things. So it's got all these things going for it, but I just don't know a lot of people that are excited to watch it.
It's because it's hard to follow it. All these timelines, and you can do a thousand different things if you can just go to a different timeline and like, oh, well, now he's alive here, but he wasn't there. It bugs me.
I will say, we got to watch the first four episodes. Disney allowed us to screen four, even though only one has dropped, and it came out last night. Just a heads up, if you were waiting for it today, Disney's doing the thing where they're going to release it at 7 p.m. the night before the original day. So each episode will drop Thursdays at 7 p.m. as you keep going. But I did get more interested as I kind of pieced the stuff together. This is where maybe it being on streaming is helpful, because you can watch it more than once, and you don't have to pay any extra to kind of figure it out. But there was a couple of surprises as you keep going into the four episodes, which I'll say.
Yeah, by the fourth episode, I also felt like I was kind of on board more than standing around going, well, I don't know what to do. let's go there and see what happens over there. Like, it just needs some cohesion that feels missing.
So that's Loki on Disney Plus TV 14. Speaking of time travel, Totally Killer on Prime Video. We won't do any sound for that because we don't have as much time. But Totally Killer. Okay, I watched this last night.
What a great premise, by the way.
The Totally Killer?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's Back to the Future if it was a slasher movie.
Exactly.
Like,
she can
seriously
go back and maybe prevent the slashing from taking
exactly
place.
Exactly. And it's Julie Bowen is in it, and she plays the adult version of Kiernan Shipka's mom. But Kiernan Shipka, I mean, look, this is not a movie to be taken seriously.
No.
But it is funny.
Yes.
And it is really clever. And this is the one thing I like about Blumhouse horror more than other places' horror, is when they can mix horror and science fiction and humor together, that'll get me to be more willing to watch a slasher movie.
Do you know what sold me on this movie was that she had to go back to 1987, where everything is so much more lax, like walking up to a school and said, I need to talk to somebody. Okay, they're in that classroom.
She's like, wait, isn't this a privacy violation? And the lady's like, what? And she picks her book back up and keeps reading.
TSA, no, forget it. Just get on a plane, whatever you want to do. She goes, what happened back then? Everything was so free and easy. That was very funny.
And it was clever. There's some fun little tricks here and there. But again, it is rated R, Totally Killer on Prime Video.
Yeah, there's some knifing.
There is. But it's also kind of fun. So if that's your thing, go for it.
You're a sick puppy.
We got to fit a couple more things. I'm going to really quick talk about Caine Mutiny Court Martial. You didn't get to see this. I did. It's on Paramount Plus. Kiefer Sutherland is the captain of the USS Caine. Jake Lacy is his first officer, who is now on trial for... is facing court-martial for having relieved the captain of duty during a typhoon during a military mission in the Middle East.
The strawberries.
That's in it.
They do that?
They talk about that, yes. So
you're saying Kiefer Sutherland does it better than Humphrey Bogart?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that it's in it. Like, when you said that, I was like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. It all takes place in one room. I actually thought it was a pretty interesting legal drama that I enjoyed. I like that. I like Law & Order. I love courtroom scenes. I think nothing is more suited for movies than the courtroom. Like, it's that and playing poker are like two things that are made for being done in the movies, that because you can lengthen out the tension and the drama however you want, and it just works really well for dramatic purposes. So that's the Caine Mutiny Court Martial, and it is on Paramount Plus. It is also rated R, which I assume is for some language, but again, it all takes place basically in one room. Kiefer Sutherland, Jake Lacy, and our friend who was Sharon in the John Wick series.
Oh, Lance.
That passed away. Lance Reddick. It's another one of his final things, so it was good to see him.
I like
again.
Him. I look forward to seeing that.
All right. We'll see if we can fit in some more streaming reviews later on.
We're going to squeeze stuff in and around.
Here. In and around things here. Yes, that's how the movie show is today.
10, 9.
The KSL Movie Show. Top 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, the movie show top 10, sponsored by Call Climate Services. Steve, sitting at number 10. This is a what you could call a precipitous drop. Barbie fell the way to number 10?
Well, it's only made $1.4 billion, so I guess they've run out of people to see it.
Didn't they do an IMAX re-release within the last... Or maybe that was...
Sure,
I don't know. Maybe that was why it stayed in the top five. All right, so Barbie, we all enjoyed it. It's running out of theatrical steam.
Oh, no, not everybody. Oh, I had some.
Okay, people. Everybody saw it. How about that?
Yeah, that's more like
not,
it.
They liked it. Yeah. Number 9, Expend4bles.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. It's not done that well. It's done $23 million worldwide.
That is not what they want with a movie with Statham and Stallone. Good thing Statham's got a bunch more movies coming out this year, right? To cleanse
the Beekeeper.
From the
you
Meg.
See that? Like, saw that. A Beekeeper? Who are you kidding?
Hey, your weapons are useless against them.
Why are you trying to
bees.
Do my...
Him and the bees. Your weapons are useless against them. All right. Equalizer 3 coming in at number 8.
This is done better. $159 million worldwide. Denzel.
Denzel.
Kick and tail.
Bloody, but enjoyable.
Yeah, probably more violent than the other two.
Number 7, Dumb Money, which is still in this weird staggered release, but this was the wide release last week.
Yeah.
And it only made?
It's made $9 million worldwide on almost 2,900 screens, but they trickled it out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what hurt it.
It's funny. It's interesting. It's real. I mean, it's a dramatization of real things, but it was also a lot of saucy language.
Well, the song choices were weird, and the language was rough.
We also have number 6, A Haunting in Venice, still kind of hanging.
$91 million, that's respectable for 3 weeks.
Agatha Christie's Poirot, it's enjoyable. It's based on a Halloween
party,
I believe. All right, that's number 6, A Haunting in Venice. Number 5, The Blind.
Now, this one I have not seen.
Yeah, I don't. That's the first I've even seen the name of it.
This is the Duck Dynasty. It's like the story of how the Robertson family sort of came together.
Did it even premiere here in Utah?
It's been out, but it came out like midweek, and so they just sort of
kind
of been poking around with it.
Okay, so The Blind is about Duck Dynasty.
Yes. Well, about the origins of the
Is it a documentary
family.
Or is it
no,
dramatization?
It's a dramatization.
Ah, okay. Number 4, The Nun 2.
$234 million. Go Nun. Well, that sounded
good. Well, I guess we're going to get a Nun 3, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. You can.
I wonder if The Nun's on one of our listeners' movies that kept him up at night. Number 3, The Creator.
Boy, this
it
one breaks my heart.
Did not do well.
$35 million worldwide. This is, I thought, a phenomenal movie for an $80 million budget. It looks like a $300 million movie. And I thought it had the heart. I know you didn't like it.
No, I didn't dislike it. I just didn't like it all that much. I was very down the middle neutral.
I wish more people
would. It
wasn't
as good as I hoped it could be, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. The little girl is amazing. And John David Washington is a great actor.
He did
a great job. That's the first movie she's been
Denzel.
In. She's what?
He's like pre-stroke Denzel.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What's wrong with you?
Denzel. I thought he had a stroke in The Equalizer 3 just because of the way he was shuffling around and stuff. But
that's
okay.
Sad.
Yeah. All right. Number 2, Saw 10, Saw X.
Saw it. And it, believe it or not, is better than all the other Saws except for the first one.
And then number 1, as we all knew it would be, Paw Patrol the Mighty Movie.
Whoa. Yeah, $50 million. It's 25... Domestic, 25 foreign, $50 million in a week. That's pretty good.
That is not bad. And that is the movie show Top 10, sponsored by Call Climate Services. When we come back, we will do the other big movie of the week. And I kind of liked it. Peter Dinklage, here on KSL News Radio.
A KSL movie show dedicated to the kids at Primary Children's Hospital.
When I got to Primary Children's, I didn't feel like scared or anything because I knew that they'd take care of me.
For the price of just one movie ticket per month, you can become a smile maker. We'll tell you how to do it. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales on KSL News Radio.
And the fastest way to do it is to go to kslkids.com and make a donation there where you donate a little bit each month to Primary Children's Hospital. You don't miss it,
nope.
And all you do is you're happy about what you did. That's why it's called a smile maker. Well, Steve, it's time to talk about our other big movie of the week, and it's, I mean, I wouldn't say it's huge, but it certainly has some big names, and I thought it was quite fun. It's called She Came to Me.
I bet every one of these people has a story for an opera in them, Levi.
I'm addicted to romance.
Isn't everybody?
I've been arrested for stalking. I had to go to rehab.
The demented tugboat captain who lures men to her tugboat and kills them and eats them. I loved it.
How did you come up with that?
I was really angry at you. And now it turns out I'm your muse.
You what?
All right, so She Came to Me stars Peter Dinklage, Anne Hathaway, and Marissa Tomei. Dinklage plays Stephen, who's an opera composer who's stuck with writer's block. He's married to Anne Hathaway's character, Patricia, who was originally his therapist.
Yeah.
One day, Stephen gets picked up at a bar by Marissa Tomei's character, Katrina, who's a tugboat captain, like you heard in the clip. And after a secret one-night stand, he suddenly has his next hit opera based on his experience with Katrina. Well, things get a little infinitely more complicated when Katrina sees the opera and decides that she and Stephen are destined to be together.
Brilliant. I wrote brilliant several times because it's so unique and interesting. And, oh, the way Peter Dinklage, I mean, when he sees her show up at the opera and he loses his mind, he's like, oh, no, what have I done?
And Marissa Tomei has played this character before. If you remember What Women Want, she played the girl who was the barista that Mel Gibson picks up on, but he reads her mind and reads that she's like way more into it. And then he has to confess that he's gay so that she doesn't, you know, she plays a similar type character to that, except she's a tugboat captain.
Yeah, but then Anne Hathaway. I mean, it's almost like a throwaway character, except it's not.
Oh, no. Here was my complaint about the movie, because I really enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it overall.
Uh-oh.
And it's rated R, which I was really surprised because I don't recall any language that was R-rated. And there definitely wasn't anything else that visually or anything that would make it R-rated.
We've broken you.
I guess, man. Maybe I'm so desensitized. But here was the only problem with this. We just told you only half the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole secondary plot about Patricia, Anne Hathaway's son from the first marriage, and the daughter of their cleaning lady. And I felt like I was watching two completely separate movies that ended up intertwining at the end. But both of them I felt like were movies that were worth their own storyline that didn't have the other one running concurrently.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. And that kind of bugged me because each one was very interesting. The whole idea of, like, what if you find out that your son, who's like destined for the Ivy Leagues and stuff, is dating your cleaning lady's daughter? But the cleaning lady's daughter is actually pretty brilliant. But you live in this society where, you know, those things don't mix. And she's like a germaphobe who cleans with her cleaning lady. Yeah. That was hilarious. But it just felt like there was two movies going on at the same time. And I liked both movies, but I would have loved to just have one be the focus or the other. I would have watched both movies. But having them run together kind of soured me a little bit because that meant that I felt like I got shortchanged of what could have additionally been to what were two stories I was enjoying.
You know, I can appreciate that. I did not have that problem. I thought, if you're going to quirk it up, just keep going. And they did. I mean, this is quirky times 20.
And, oh, for sure.
And I loved every moment of it. There's some weirdness, no question.
Okay, so I actually thought of this while I was watching the movie. I said, it feels like they knew what they wanted. They picked some characters. Okay, this is what we want, a character, and we got to have this character married to this one, and this one comes over here. But what do we do? Let's play Mad Libs. Give me an occupation. Pick it out of a hat.
Oh, yeah.
A tugboat captain. Great. Okay, you're an opera playwright. Well, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it felt like a Mad Lib where they came up with all the different things. Okay, now how do we make all this work together?
Well, the third tier character in this was the husband of somebody who was a court reporter.
Oh, yes. I'm like, that's the other thing. Oh,
completely.
Yes. Court reporter. And it plays in. And not only is he a court reporter, he's a Civil War reenactor.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what side. He's like, oh, I'll be a Confederate this way. I mean, it was just crazy, but I thought it was brilliant.
It was. She Came to Me. Very funny. Other than Breaking the Mold, this was my other favorite movie of the week.
I agree.
Easily. So, and that's, it is rated R, and it is. Is it in all theaters or just select theaters?
It's probably about half as many as you think, but it's out there.
Okay, and that is She Came to Me. Steve, before we take a break, let's just do a quick talk about Beckham on Netflix because we invested 4 hours each in this, so we're going to talk about it. Beckham, it's about David Beckham, the famous soccer footballer from England. you've heard of him for sure because he's married to one of the Spice Girls.
Posh.
Whether you know anything about him other than he's married to a Spice Girl or that there was a movie called Bend It Like Beckham, but it was in reference to this player.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, what a fascinating life and journey he's had. And I do like football, English soccer. So it was interesting to me on that level. But I didn't realize, and this will, I think you'll look at people who are in the spotlight a little bit differently after you watch this.
I thought his OCD was fascinating to me. His closet looked like it was like out of a movie set. Everything was perfect. Remember that little backyard setting that he had, where he had his little grill and everything was perfect. He is, everything has to be perfect with
him. Even the documentarian was like, do you even use that stove? He's like, I just like clean it really meticulously in the middle of the night.
But then he would like, somebody's been in here, and he'd move a hanger over like 3 centimeters. I'm like, okay, dude, you really got it bad. And he does. But I mean, they really just let everything loose. They told us everything about their lives, including suggesting that he might have had an affair and how they dealt with that. I thought, man.
But I tell you what, you will not be a fan. If you already didn't like the British press, this will make you like them even less. And just when he made a screw up at the World Cup in 98 and the way they treated him. Now, I get, we don't have time to go in any more depth.
Because
I wish I did.
Football over there is everything.
It is. But I really enjoyed all four. Like, I watched all 4 hours in the same day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just watch a couple so I can at least have an intelligent conversation. I watched the whole thing because I was that interested.
Brilliant. And where is it?
It is on Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix. And they're all there. You don't have to wait a week or all that.
All four episodes have dropped. That is Beckham, and it is rated TVMA, just so you know. It's got, you know, locker room language.
Well,
because it's a sports.
They're British, too.
I know, but to just give you a heads up. So, yeah, it doesn't sound like all the swear words, but if you got the subtitles on, it sure is.
It's the KSL Giveathon. Be a smile maker for the kids at Primary Children's Hospital.
And it's that time of year. You know, I'm proud to say that the first KSL Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital happened the year I was born. I'd like to think that it was inspired by me. It's not true, but I'd like to think that.
Was Doug and I on the air back then?
Possibly. I think Doug was at the first one. So, yeah, but this is something that's very near and dear to our hearts here at KSL.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something we've dedicated entire days of airtime for in order to help the kids at Primary Children's. We want you to do that as well. Help the kids. I'll tell you what, if you're not somebody who's ever had to make use of Primary Children's for your kids, or maybe even for you when you were a kid, you know somebody who does. We're talking first level, first degree of separation from Kevin Bacon, because it might be a relative, it might be a neighbor, but somebody you know has needed the services that Primary Children's provides, and they put the child, they're not as crass as I am, they put the child first and always, they don't put the kid first. With the child first and always. Well, we're pleased to be joined on the movie show right now by April Judy, and she's the mom of Ollie, a delightful 3-year-old from Idaho who loves to interact with the people he meets at Primary Children's Hospital. April, welcome to the movie show. Tell us a little bit about Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie is quite the rock star. He's a special little guy. We've had our 48th diagnosis with him. He's pretty complex, pretty rare, and pretty popular at Primary Children's.
So it sounds like from what I understand, his care journey started even before he was born. Is that correct?
Yeah. My husband and I found out we had a heart condition with Oliver when we were 20 weeks pregnant at our ultrasound, and they sent us right away to Primary's, and we got to work with the cardiology team there and kind of get a game plan for how we were going to welcome Oliver to the world. The safest way possible so we could be there for him and what his needs were and to make sure he could stay with us. So it was a huge blessing for us for sure.
Now, as a mom and with your husband, how as parents do you view a place like Primary Children's?
Oh, it is a godsend. It's a miracle. I'm so grateful that it's been a part of our journey, because our journey would have been very short if it wasn't for Primary Children's. Oliver's come close to the edge quite a few times, and Primary Children's has always been there to help us and to get us back to a safe, secure, stable place for Ollie that we can bring him home and be a part of our family again. He's, like I said before, he's got a lot of complexities. He's not an easy case. He's not an easy kid, but he is the best. And we are so grateful that all of our teams at Primaries work so hard to keep him here with us. Cause, yeah, he needs a lot of thoughts and a lot of prayers, and Primaries has always been there for us.
Is he allowed to eat whatever he wants?
Oh, geez, he wishes. Oliver doesn't swallow very well, so he doesn't get to eat orally. So he's got the okay. He has a GJ tube, and but we spoil him other ways. He's got quite the collection of books and soft fuzzy blankets, and yeah, we always have to. That's been our one of the things that we do every time we go to Primaries is we get to buy him a book and get to read the book before we get in the car on the way home so he can hold it and think about it on our drive home. So you can say our shelves are pretty full.
What is your favorite book to read to him? What's his favorite book to be read to him?
Oh, he loves anything with animals. There's this one book called Mommy and Me, and it's just got all of the animals with their babies and the mama, and they just snuggle up and get to cuddle, and he likes to look at that picture.
Does he like to cuddle also?
Oh, of course, yes. He's the best.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, he's a rock star. I keep telling everybody that our goal with Oliver and our family motto has just been to get Oliver to be the best Oliver he can be, and Primary Children's has definitely been there to help us and direct us and to help him stay here with us because he's just the best.
And you guys drive down from Idaho each time.
Yes, yes. We are very, very lucky to be so close because there's been families that we've met up there and friends that we've made that have to make major trips to come down, and they stay for quite a while to get the care that they need. And we are just a quick 4-hour drive, and it's been really nice for us to be in this location so close.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of Ollie right now, and I'm loving his curly hair.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it the best?
He is just
We made him
darling.
A shirt that says, the curls are for the girls. Everyone comments on his hair. He's pretty cute.
Aww. Well, April, thank you for sharing yours and Ollie's story.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you joining us here on the movie show today, and we wish you both the best in your journey, and hopefully we get to see the best Ollie that he can be.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you can help people just like April and Ollie. And you can become a smile maker going to kslkids.com. Now, this is a program that's sponsored by J&J Garden Centers. If you feel like you don't have enough right now to be able to help out with a donation that you'd like to do, then go to kslkids.com and become a smile maker where you say, you know what, I can't do like a $200 donation right now. But if I do $15 a month for a year, that comes in just shy of $200. And you won't miss that $15 in the month, Steve. I guarantee you won't miss it.
No.
And it makes you
smile. Why are you looking at me?
Because you've done it.
I have been doing it for years, and I don't even notice it anymore. Except when they send
Except
me the thank you cards.
It. No, exactly.
they actually send me like, thank you so much for donating. I'm not bragging or anything, but it's not that much. But it's enough to where I feel like I can help a little bit.
So we'd like to challenge our movie show listeners. We'd like to get 10 smile makers before noon here. We got a half an hour. I think we can do that. I think that the movie show listeners are cultured. They're kind. They have soft hearts like I do, which is why I didn't see The Exorcist. The people who have soft hearts like me.
Oh, so that's
that's
the Grinch all of a sudden?
No, I wasn't implying that. Of course, Steve, you are awesome. And it's proof because you're a smile maker. So regardless of
whatever else I do in life.
You've done that.
I've done that.
So go to kslkids.com and become a smile maker and donate to Primary Children's Hospital.
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone torture.
All right, it's time for telephone torture. Steve's waving around the questions that he's going to ask, and I don't even know the answer. The theme for today's telephone torture is scary movie. What will be ironic is if that's the answer. But we shall see. 801-575-TALK.
Ooh, that would have been
good, 801-575-8255. We're going to take four callers. We're going to ask you four questions total. If you get it, you win a prize package from the Megaplex Theaters. We have our standard one, 2 tickets to a Megaplex Theater, 2 popcorns, 2 large drinks.
Just 1 popcorn, dude.
1 popcorn, and two large drinks.
Have you not seen the vat of popcorn they give
you? It is big popcorn. But Jeff the Whipple was so excited to offer us this prize package that he had to text us moments before we went on the air to say, if it's not too late, we'd like to offer up a second prize option for telephone torture today. Option one, traditional prize. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Option two, Megaplex Theater's Taylor Swift VIP prize package, including two tickets for the Taylor Swift Eras concert movie and two tickets to one of the Megaplex VIP Secret Sessions premiere parties that includes exclusive swag, souvenir popcorn, and drink cups, music, fun, prizes, and more. Let me just tell you right now, if you have a daughter of just about any age, then this prize will make you number one in their eyes.
Absolutely.
Number one in their eyes.
You won't be going, though.
And here's the thing. The Secret Sessions parties are at select Megaplex locations on Friday, October 13th, a week from today.
Well, that's the night it premieres.
Yes.
So that's different from the one that we're doing.
No, we're doing a different one. Okay. That's a different thing. We're going to give away those tickets after this segment. But these are even better. So call in, win telephone torture. You'll have another chance to win, but you'll have to wait a week for the ones that we're giving away. So, all right, Steve, here we go.
Okay.
First question. Who's our first person, Gustavo? Ike. Not Ike Yosp. Mike. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Mike. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. One of the writers of this Oscar-nominated film had an intense fear of clowns as a child.
Stephen King.
Okay, but what movie?
Is it one?
What's the name? Yeah. Give me a word.
One
is the answer. One. Gustavo doesn't know, or does Gustavo know?
He doesn't know.
Okay. He's gonna have to wait for Steve's hand signals in order to say yes.
That'd be fun this way.
That is kind of funny. Okay, so Mike, sorry, no luck there. All right, who's our next caller? Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready to give it a try.
All right, Matt, you want these Taylor Swift tickets, right?
I do have three daughters.
Sophie's choice. Choose between them. Okay. All right, Steve, go ahead with the clue.
Okay. This film was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, but lost out to another Spielberg project, E.T. Extraterrestrial, that was released a week after in June of 1982.
Remember, it's a scary movie.
Oh, my goodness. 1982?
Yeah, Mike, you can't have time to look it up on the internet. We're going to count it down quick.
Don't you dare Google.
I have no idea.
Mike has no idea. Is that the correct answer, Gustavo? Challenge again. All right, Mike. Nice try. Okay, and remember, folks, 57500, if you think you know the answer, text 57500, because if we don't get our fourth caller doesn't answer it correctly,
that's right.
We'll take the first correct answer on the text line. All right, Steve, who's our next caller, Gustavo? Kent. Kent, are you ready for question number three?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Kent. The male lead in this film was, believe it or not, offered the Ed O'Neill role in ABC's Modern Family, but turned it down.
Is it Poltergeist?
Is it?
By the power of Grayskull!
That is correct. The answer is indeed Poltergeist.
Dang it.
Steve was hoping to get to number four. Oh, by the way, we just got 11 texts, all of them. Somebody guessed E.T. That's a horror movie.
Well, the other question
my
was...
My son was terrified of that movie.
Of E.T.?
Yes, and he had to watch it every single day. He wanted to watch it.
Wow. Well, the other question I had was the female lead turned down the Murphy Brown role that later went to Candace Bergen.
Wow.
Yeah, Jo Beth Williams. And then the final one was famous chilling movie quotes of all time is,
they're here.
They're here.
All right, well, congratulations. So which of the Megaplex prize packages would you like?
You know, I want to have tickets to a movie so I can take my sister to it.
Okay, so you'd like to go with the traditional Megaplex prize package.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You have won that. Stay on the line. Gustavo will talk with you, get your information. And congratulations. Now, do you know what we do on the movie show For people, the people who win are obligated to do a little thing for the people who did not win.
Yeah, we need to get the chairman of the board to sing us off here.
I wonder how those would sound on your little speakers.
We would actually think that the chairman was sitting next to us.
That would freak me out.
Actually, see, that would be pretty cool. Okay, so that is telephone torture. Well, we might.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. We might be able to have a chance because I know we're going to have a special bonus movie show next week at the Megaplex Theaters. We may get another chance to give somebody tickets to this Taylor Swift party. From Megaplex, but it went unclaimed. Now, for all those of you,
that dude better not have daughters, or he's dead.
Well, he's going to be beloved by his sister, though, for sure.
Well, maybe the sister was a Tay Tay fan, huh? Who knows?
And it's too bad too, because we had some correct answers of Poltergeist come in on the text line. So I'm sorry.
Even Bill Belichick is a Swiftie. Come on.
So, we do need to emphasize the rules of telephone torture. We're going to ask you about a movie now. Steve has done a good job of asking questions phrased in a way like the lead star in this movie didn't take this and the other role later went to somebody else. So we did have some people texting Craig T. Nelson. That's the answer,
which is the answer, but that's not the answer
to what we're looking for. We're always looking for the name of a movie in telephone torture, just so we can make that clear. All right.
The Stephen King, though, I did throw him off on that one because the clown thing.
You did. In fact, several people texted in it.
Yeah, he couldn't think of it, and he said, yeah, that was good.
So he said one. All right, but that was fun. It's always fun to do that, and we'll have some more fun with you next week on Telephone Torture, sponsored by our friends at the Megaplex Theaters.
Movie reviews and Hollywood news. The KSL Movie Show.
We appreciate you being here with us on the movie show today. We didn't have as much time as I would have liked to go over some of your texts of what movie keeps you up at night. 57500, Jurassic Park. I know some people who were really scared by that one when they were kids. Halloween. Gremlins. That's a good one. A lot of people forget about that.
No, Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th scared me. I saw like 30 seconds of it. In fact, it was going to a commercial on an Saturday afternoon movie, and it just showed like Jason walking in like it was a James Bond thing. And instead of shooting, he swipes with his machete, and then a bunch of blood starts gushing. And I had a nightmare that night from that little bit alone.
When I was a kid, I saw Manitou with Curtis. What's his name? Tony Curtis. And this little Native American dude pops out of this guy's lady's back and flitters around on the floor. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Scared me.
How about the original The Thing?
Oh, The Thing?
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Kurt Russell.
Yeah, stuff that scars you as a kid. All right. Well, if you want to keep sending the text, I don't think we'll have time to read it, but we love having your feedback, 57500. We'd also like to give one last chance to ask you to go to kslkids.com and become a smile maker for Primary Children's Hospital and make the difference in the life of a child and their family. All right, Steve, it's time for Rapid Fire.
Yeah.
All right. This is where we go over, if you missed earlier in the show, everything we talked about. Really quick. First of all, our big movie, The Exorcist Believer. I did not see it.
Two people are being exorcised, although the exorcism is not really in the movie, so which is weird. Why would they call it that? But it's not as scary as you think it's going to be, and it definitely doesn't even come close to the 73 film.
All right. She Came to Me, starring Peter Dinklage, Marissa Tomei, and Anne Hathaway. I saw this. It's probably my second favorite movie of the week. It's hilarious. My only complaint was it felt like it was two movies going on at the same time.
So quirky. I thought the originality was amazing. It's funny. It's one on my top of my list, too.
Break the Mold, the Zach Bates Story, an hour-long documentary about a young man with autism from Arizona who ran a 100-mile race, tears streaming at the end of the movie watching this.
Well, spoiler alert, but this movie is out amazing. The mom and the dad, the mom especially, her commitment to her son was extraordinary.
You got to see this one while it's in theaters. It's only got a week's run, so that's why we wanted to make sure we mentioned it today.
1 week in two theaters, so check it out.
That's Break the Mold, the Zach Bates Story. We've got Loki Season 2.
The time thing is making me nuts, but I hope they can fix it.
Be patient. Within a month, you'll be able to watch all four episodes together, and that might help you if you don't want to watch them as they drop each Thursday night on Disney+. Totally killer on Prime. I'm not a slasher movie fan, but I enjoyed this one because it had sci-fi elements of Back to the Future, and they jump back in time to 1987. And it was just, it was quirky. It was funny.
It was clever. Very clever. And the writing was brilliant.
And we've got Beckham on Netflix, the miniseries, four episodes about soccer superstar David Beckham, married to Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, and what it's like to live in the spotlight that's that intense.
Two horrifyingly looking people. I mean, they were just hideous to look at.
Yes, very, very, very difficult.
Their life. When she said, he said, I just come from working class. And he goes, your dad took you to school in a Bentley.
That actually has been making its way all over Twitter, that particular scene. Everybody's been laughing about that one. And then finally, the Caine Mutiny Court Martial on Paramount Plus, a legal drama based on the movies from, based on the Herman Wilk novel. But it's set in modern times. Kiefer Sutherland, Jake Lacy.
Oh, it is set in modern times.
It is.
Oh.
It takes place in the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, the incident that they're court-martialing him over. So that is the Caine Mutiny Court Martial on Paramount Plus. And that is rapid fire on the KSL Movie Show. Reminder, we're going to have two movie shows next week. We're still finalizing what day and time the second movie show. We'll have our regular time, and then we'll have a bonus one because of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert. Thanks for listening to the movie show. For Steve Sales, I'm Andy Farnsworth, and Gustavo back in the I was going to say back at the studio, but we're all at the studio today.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the movie show on KSL News Radio.